producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fun.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's see what happens on Tuesday on Groundhog Day on how wonderful the world is going to be. Are we going to have a nice early spring, or are we going to have another 6 weeks of winter? Let's see what that woodchuck has to say, and then we can sing the song hoping for a nice early spring. If we can help you, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Patty from New Hampshire. She's got a question about catnip, I believe.
Patty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Hope you're doing well on this beautiful day.
It is nice.
I'm calling on behalf of Willow Yogi and Miss Kitty. I can't grow catnip. I've tried. I grow the oats with no problem and the cat grass, no problem at all. But I can't seem to get the catnip to get any bigger there, if it's even the catnip coming up. Little teeny tiny leaves that don't do anything. And I'm wondering why I have so much trouble. I always use organic soil to sparse them in, and just don't have any luck.
Okay. How deep are you planting the seed?
Not very deep.
Okay.
Maybe about a quarter of an inch.
Okay. What I would suggest that you do in the future, and I think you'll have much, much better results. The catnip is really a small seed,
yeah.
And I think you may be putting it in the ground too deep when you start it.
Oh.
So what you do is take your seed flat, and what I do is I take a pencil, and I push the pencil into the soil so that the pencil is like halfway, just to make a little indentation in a straight row. And I probably will make two or three rows in the seed flat. And again, it's maybe like a quarter of an inch. I lightly sprinkle the seed into the trench, and then I take some of the potting soil, and I put it in the palms of my hand, and I rub my hands together and slowly allow the soil to cover the little trenches. But I don't cover them so that they are a quarter of an inch thick. I may put an eighth of an inch of this fine soil that I've put over the entire tray. And then I'll water.
Okay.
And what I do is, instead of taking a watering can, I'll take my kitchen sprayer, put the tray in the sink, turn on the water, and get it warm. And then I lightly shower the seed tray and allow it to settle. And now the soil warms up, and it prevents the seed from getting deeper. And then they all grow in a row, and you can dig up a clump and put it into a pot and take it from there.
Oh, that sounds like great advice. I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, I think
very happy.
Yeah, I think that you're just putting it a little bit too deep. I've done that in the past, trying to grow petunias or impatiens by seed, and the seed is like dust. And if you plant it too deep, it has trouble coming to the surface and becoming a plant. So plant it shallow, and then you want to keep it moist but not wet. And until the plants become visible and you see them growing, use your kitchen shower to water the seed tray, not a watering can, because it would flood the whole seed tray, mm-hmm. and it would bury the seed too deep.
Okay. Can I ask you a second question?
Sure.
All right. Thank you for that. I'll let you know in the future how the catnip turns out. But I was wondering if there are any tiny trees that I could maintain easily in the house for the cats to put near their baskets they like to sleep in to make it seem more outdoorsy for them. I'd like something that, you know, they're not going to get poisoned on, and it's not going to hurt them if they chew on it, but I could also grow. So it's more like a natural environment.
Right. You could grow rosemary.
Yes, I have some right now. It won't hurt them to chew on that?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I'll grow a whole bunch of it.
Yeah, I would say things like rosemary, and that will get up to be fairly tall. And you can buy either an upright growing variety or a cascading type plant. So it depends on the height that you want. I would stay away from things like basil, because if they like it, they'll rip the plant to shreds, and then you won't have anything left.
Oh, my gosh. This is great. I'm so excited. I listen to you as often as I can. You make my Sunday mornings. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being there. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Patty. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Massachusetts. I got a question about tomatoes.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your tomatoes? Can you taste them yet?
Okay. Yes, I can. I wonder if you could elaborate a little more on how you laid out the tomatoes and the peas in the garden, and what variety of peas, and would the peas need to be trellised?
Okay. What I want to do is I want to have as much production in my garden as possible. And peas, I can plant in Maine, depending on the season, anywheres from St. Patrick's Day until April 15th. But you can't put in a tomato in the garden in Maine until at least May 15th. So what I do is I plan out my vegetable garden on graph paper. And I have the garden journal that we sell. It's got graph paper in it. And I design the garden for the year. And then in the spring, I'll bring a roll of string and get some little green bamboo sticks that you can buy at any garden center. And I'll buy a two-footer or a three-footer, cut them to be a foot tall. And where my tomatoes are going to be planted, I push in a bamboo stick, run the green line to the opposite end of the garden, and tie it. And I'll just put a little white plastic marker that says tomato, Then I space it 3 feet. Do the same thing, space it 3 feet. Do the same thing because I plant three rows of tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And in between the rows that are 3 feet apart, in the very center, I plant peas. And I try and plant the peas that don't have to have support. But I love sugar snap, and I love the Chinese pea pods. So what I do is you can buy a plastic netting from your local garden center. And before I plant, I'll take those green tomato stakes and I'll cut the plastic netting to be 3 feet tall, or you can buy it 3 feet tall. And I take the bamboo stake and I weave it in between the holes of this plastic netting. And I put the sticks every 3 feet and then plant the peas on each side. They climb out the trellis. And then when they're ready, I pick, pull out all the plants, clean off the netting, roll it up, and use it again the following year. But one of the reasons I do this, besides getting a double crop in the same area, the peas produce a nitrogen-fixing bacteria in the soil to feed the tomatoes.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Roses cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marcia from Boston. She's got a question about her perennials.
Marcia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your perennials today?
Hi, Paul. We have a summer house in Maine, Denmark, Maine, and we've tried to grow perennials. We're right on a pond up there. It's a traditional Maine camp, and the soil's very sandy and wet at the same time, and the tiger lilies flourish, you know, naturally. We just found some on the side of the road and transplanted them, and they took, but we can't get anything else to take.
Okay. What's the exposure? Sun, shade, half and half?
Mostly sun, wide open sun.
Okay. Varieties of iris that will do real good. And the Japanese iris is one of them. And they come in several colors, purples and pale blues, white and yellow. And I know that will do good because growing up, my uncle had a camp and he had those there. And they did very, very well. Let's see what else that would give you some color. Have you tried any of the conventional things like marigolds or plants like that?
Will they come back every year? Or?
You want mostly perennials, right?
Yeah, we don't really bother that much with the garden. We're only up there in the summer, seasonal, so something that would just come back on its own would be great.
Okay. Black-eyed Susan.
Oh, yeah.
That is tough. There is a family of perennials called Coreopsis.
Oh, yeah.
And Coreopsis will have varieties with like half-inch daisies. Some will be inch and a half yellow daisies. Will have a brown center. Coreopsis. And Coreopsis will also spread.
Nice. Good.
Black-eyed Susan. And then for the fall, Montaug Daisy, Montog. It was developed on Long Island. And they bloom in the fall when the chrysanthemums are done blooming.
Oh, nice.
And they're very, very strong and hardy. I have them at my house in Kennebunk. And they come back, and they're tough as nails.
Oh, wonderful. That's exciting, because that's when you need the color in the fall and everything's done.
Right. Yeah, because
good.
I'll tell you, when all of the mums are done blooming, my Montauk daisies are now beginning to bloom.
Oh, great. Oh, wonderful. Thank you
and
so much.
And the other thing that you could try... And I had pretty good luck, but what I had to do, and I'll tell you, is lupin.
Oh, yeah, that stuff grows naturally up in Maine, the wild lupin. Yeah.
Right. And what I had to do at my house is every time I planted it, it would die. And I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. I planted them. They did real, real good. And they just didn't survive. Well, finally one year I said, maybe it's because the ground isn't insulated enough. So I planted them, and I put 2 inches of pine needles around all of the plants. And you could use compost. You can use bark mulch. And the second I did that, they did beautiful.
Oh, no.
And they started to reseed. So what you do is when your lupins are finished blooming, they'll make a pod, and there will be a spike of these pods. And the pods will turn brown, they'll crack open, and they'll throw the seeds. And if you've got pine needles or compost or some mulch, the seeds will germinate in there, and that will give you more.
So
try those. And a garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number for you to call us is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. Our last caller was looking for some easy to grow perennials. And I was just thinking during the break, your fall blooming asters, and that's something that you would buy in the fall. And it's a little daisy, pink, white, or purple. And where I live in Kennebunk, it grows as a wildflower on the side of the road. And it comes up again in the fall. Every single year. So that's one that would do well for you. Sedum. S-E-D-U-M. And you can buy sedums that are like a ground cover. Grow about 3 inches high and they spread. And they'll have yellow or pink or white blossoms on them. Hens and chickens. and the variety of foliage. It's like a rosette. They grow about maybe 3 inches tall. And you put in the mother plant, and she'll have little babies that will come out under her, and then they'll get bigger. And they do flower, and they come in all different colors and textures. So that's another one that will do well for you. I'm trying to think what else that's really hardy that will take that type of growing conditions. But there are quite a few perennials that you could try. One annual that in my garden reseeds itself every single year is portulaca. Now, there's two types of portulaca. One of them is the one that you buy in a hanging basket, and that's a hybrid. What you want is the old-fashioned annual portulaca. They love soil that is even on the dry side. They'll take sun all day long. They produce a poppy-shaped flower, but smaller. And they tend to reseed very, very easy. They do have a perennial sweet pea. And that is hardy. You don't want to buy the seeds or the sweet pea. This would be a plant. And that would give you something that you could put up against a fence or put it in a cage, and it'll get to grow to be about 4 feet tall. So there's always something that you can plant there that will give you a little bit of color. And I think probably the next one is mallow, M-A-L-L-O-W. And there is a small flowering variety with a 2-inch flower that's pink. And the plant gets covered with it in midsummer. And it will also reseed in your garden. And is very, very strong grower. So those are just a few of the many things that you can start. But, you know, don't go crazy. Plant 3 or 4 things, see how they do, and then you continue in adding from there. Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Now, if any of you live within maybe a half an hour of the ocean, and there's the beach that you go to, this last storm that we had washed up a ton of seaweed. You get a nice day. Take half a dozen trash bags with you and a rake, a steel grating rake, and go on the beach and rake up that seaweed, bag it, and bring it home. And all I do is, you can't fill a bag to the top. It's just real, real heavy, unless you can find a place where it's dried out a little bit. But I may take 6 to 10 bags. And then when I get home, I'll take one bag, open it up, have my wife hold it open, and I'll empty the contents from the second bag into the first, so it's full all the way to the top. Firm it in place and leave it open with the top open. That way when it rains, the water goes in, and you can actually see that bag of seaweed shrink during the late winter, early spring, because it's composting, because it's in a black trash bag. And then in the spring, you empty it, you spread it over the garden, turn it in, and it's like adding peat moss to your ground. to help retain moisture, to break apart the clay, to help the sandy soils retain more moisture. But unlike peat moss, seaweed is filled with all of the fertilizers, all of the bacteria, all of the organisms that live in the ocean. And it helps to rebuild the quality of your soil. And earlier, we were talking with Dee from Natural Industry, and we were talking about how we've all changed to use like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5 that's just nitrogen, phosphorus, potash, and doesn't benefit the soil. And what happens is your earthworms that are really important to give you better aeration, you get the worm castings, which is the fertilizer, they begin to leave your garden and go into the lawn. But if you can build up the organic matter in your soil, they'll move back in. And worms in the garden make a big, big difference in the quality of what you're going to end up with. So think about building the soil. And if you live near the beach, the ocean, grab the kids, go for a ride with a bunch of trash bags and fill your trunk with it. When we lived in Scituate, Mass., my dad and I would go to the lighthouse. And we would take the road going to the lighthouse and then a separate road to leave. And it would be a break in the seawall. And that was full of seaweed. And my dad and I brought a wheelbarrow. We parked the truck on the side of the road. We'd fill the wheelbarrow full of seaweed. We had brought a plank. I would run the wheelbarrow up the plank, and we would fill his pickup. Drive it home, spread it in the garden, and I'm telling you, we had the best soil. And I remember when my dad first planted the garden, he was watering the garden every single day because the soils are sandy on the South Shore like they are on Cape Cod. And after putting seaweed every year for 2 or 3 years, he cut back his watering of the garden to once a week. And you had all that natural fertilizer. Oh, man. And then the best part, we'd stop at Maria's Sub Shop at the harbor. They make the best submarine sandwich you've ever had. Oh, so we'd have a sub and just enjoy spreading the compost and producing a good quality soil. And when my dad and I wanted to go fishing, we could dig between the rows of tomatoes and get all the earthworms we wanted. It was wonderful. Now, at this time of the year, for those of you that have not had a lot of snow, or maybe your ground is barren and that everything is green, take a look at your broadleaf evergreens, whether it's azalea, rhododendron, holly, plants like that. And if you're starting to see little dots or a brown edge forming on the leaf, when you get a day that the temperature is going to be near 50, what I want you to do is to use a spray like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop on those plants. And I think the forecast for Monday for New England is going to be temperatures close to the 50s. And that would be the day for you to get out there and give them their first or their second application. And that will help to minimize plant damage on your plants. The other thing, if you didn't get around to mulch your roses, get them covered with bark mulch. Just go to your local nursery, buy a bag or two, depending on how many roses you have, and bring it in your garage or in your house until it's thawed, and then pour it around your roses about a foot to 15 inches high, and that will help to insulate the graft so that your roses have a better chance to cope with the winter weather. And it does make a difference. And if you've planted some new ground covers, Pachysandra, English ivy, and especially English ivy, its first season in the ground, by using wilt proof or wilt stop can make a big, big difference. Now, in the spring, if we've had an open winter, and you notice that your English ivy has a lot of brown in it, and it looks like it's thinned out, it was burnt by the wind and the sun during February and early March. Here's what I want you to do. Buy a bale of peat moss. Spread the peat moss right over your English ivy so it's a couple of inches thick from the ground. And you may cover 75% of the foliage. Before you put the peat moss down, get plant tone or holly tone. Sprinkle it like you're throwing rock salt on ice, fairly thick. Add your peat moss, water it. And what will happen, where the leaf died back during the winter, there's a bud. And that bud will break dormancy and it will make a brand new leaf for you. So just a few ideas for the weeks ahead for you.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here for you on Sunday mornings. You can listen to us on our website. And we do have a great newsletter. And all you have to do is go to the website, which is paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T.com. And you just sign up for it, and you'll get it on Thursday or Friday. And I'm sure that it's something that you will like. And if you want a garden journal for Valentine's Day, order it now to ensure that you get it in time, okay? We're 2 weeks away. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sean from Massachusetts, and he's got a question regarding the grow bags.
Okay, Sean, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Love your show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I had a question. A few weeks ago, you were talking about the grow bags, all right? I live in a neighborhood. I don't have much of a lawn to to plant anything into. So now with the grow bags, do you have to put those in the ground, or you can just lay them on top of the ground and fill it with the soil and grow the stuff right in them?
You just lay it right on top of the ground. And my dad had a little greenhouse at one time, and what he would do is he would buy these grow bags, punch holes in the bottom for drainage, slit a couple of X's on the top of the bag, and plant a couple of tomato plants in it. And he would start the seed in, probably late May, early June. And he had a fall crop of tomatoes in his greenhouse. He didn't heat it, but it kept the frost off, and it grew very, very well. And I know a lot of people that will buy these grow bags, and you can cut a little X and then push in, like, lettuce seedlings into it, spinach seedlings into it, and, you know, have a salad, or you get the bigger ones and you can plant tomatoes, peppers, even cucumbers, and they'll run throughout the yard and do very, very well for you. They do come with food, but you should feed them also just to give them a little extra nutrients, because the plant is stuck in that bag. It can't go out looking for food.
Right. Now, do they come already filled, or do you fill it yourself?
Oh, they come already filled.
Oh, okay. And what would you recommend to put to, as far as the feeding to put in there to get the best crop out of it?
I'll tell you, the only fertilizer that I use in my vegetable garden and my perennial garden is dynamite. And dynamite is a commercial fertilizer. And many, many years ago, we had a nursery greenhouse, and we always grew 5,000 or 6,000 potted mums. And I used Osmocote because it lasted. The problem was, every time we got a heavy, heavy rain, it floats, and it would come out of the pot, and you'd see it all over the ground. And a college friend said to me, no, you don't want to buy that stuff. Buy NutriCoate. NutriCoate will not float, and it will last 9 months compared to Osmocote that only lasts 90 days. Well, NutriCoate is now available to the homeowner in a 1 and a 2 pound shaker can, and at the time of planting, you put it in there, and every time you water, a little bit of fertilizer oozes out for the entire growing season, and it's probably the number one selling fertilizer for people that grow hanging baskets, containers of potted plants, because it does not wash out when they're watering. And it outlasts them. So it's a good product. That's what I would use. And if you can't find any grow bags, get a bag of black gold potting soil and plant directly in the black gold potting soil. And a little bit of fertilizer, and you're ready to go. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.